Welcome to the SDA Housing Podcast, brought to you by NDIS Property Australia. Before starting this episode, we need to provide a general disclaimer. Information contained in this podcast is general in nature only. It does not take into account the objectives, financial situation, or needs of any particular person. You need to consider your financial situation and needs before making any decisions based on the information in this podcast. And you should consider seeking independent and professional advice for your personal circumstances. All right, let's begin.
Hello everybody, my name is Min and I'm your host with co-host with Debbie, and you listen to the SDA Housing Podcast, a show that explains, highlights, guides and brings awareness about all things SDA in this ever-changing NDIS world. Hello Debbie, how are you?
Hey Min, I'm good, thanks.
Today we are in Sydney. We've been here for 2 days. Why are we here, Debbie?
Well, the main reason that we came down was to host an event, an NDIS Housing Collaboration event that we held with Blue Wing Care.
Yeah.
Now, we held one last week in Brisbane and the second one was yesterday here in Sydney.
We'd like to thank Zoe Norton, the CEO of Blue Wing Care, for co-hosting with us the two events.
Yeah.
But Debbie, can you explain to our listeners why we held the event and what was the purpose of it?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I guess it came about from discussions that we've had in recent times with Blue Wing, with some of the other people in the Brisbane office, and basically we were talking about the participants that they had, their clients that needed housing, and they were struggling to find appropriate housing in the right location. We said, look, we've got a lot of properties that are ready or close to ready or in the pipeline, and you know, we need to assist our buyers to find tenants for them. And said, well, let's basically match our lists and see if we can have some kind of connection there.
Now, that was the initial discussion, Debbie.
It was.
It turned out more of a how can we collaborate with more people in both worlds?
Yeah.
You know, the support coordinators and plan managers, the OTs that they work with on their end, and on our end, our investors, our builders, our developers, our designers and whatnot, just to come to one common location, being Brisbane and Sydney each time, to share our learned experiences and share what we're all working on. Because if all these builders and developers are creating product for the market, it would help, I guess, Debbie, to know what the market really wants.
Absolutely, correct? Yeah. I mean, that's just it. You know, a lot of what's being built out there is not necessarily what we used to call builder or investor-led as it used to be in the past, but certainly still being built where we believe there is demand and built to what we believe the design requirements are, but not specific to the exact demand and requirements. So it was a matter of bringing together the people who have the clients that need the SDA homes and putting them there together in the same room with the designers and the builders and developers to say, listen, this is exactly what we need. Let's start working together to actually create it.
Contrary to what everyone thinks out there who are listening, it's very rare, my opinion, it's very rare to see an OT or support coordinator involved in the design process. We all think in the SDA world, we all think in our heads, we only need to talk to the SDA provider. That's not correct. The SDA provider talks to the SIL provider, the support coordinator, the OT, OPG, Office Public Guardians. Like, there are a lot of stakeholders behind the scenes, behind the SDA provider, that needs to provide input into the product being built and developed. And unless you, Mr. Listener, Mr. or Mrs. Listener, are aware of that direct link between the SDA provider to those other stakeholders and advisors, then the product you're looking at in front of you on Facebook or on a piece of paper in front of you is not the right product. Debbie, I mean, we've been talking so much the last 2 weeks about the wrong products being built in the wrong areas all around Australia.
Yeah, look, there's a lot that's starting to come to light. And we knew this was going to happen, but it's stock that is starting to actually be completed and come onto the market that was built to minimum guidelines, that was built in areas where the land was cheap. And that combination is basically properties that nobody wants in areas that nobody wants to live in. So it's more important than ever, and it's more evident than ever now that what needs to be developed moving forward is stuff, is properties that the participants really need. And yeah, that is talking to all those stakeholders in the back, the providers, the SDA providers, and not necessarily the answer to this.
Mm. So again, back to the event, unless we hear from the horse's mouth that they need so many participants in so many houses in these category design products, you can't believe anyone who says to you, I'll buy this house in this location, because that's just one person's view. And what's the motive for that person to sell you that house? So I've said it before so many times, be careful who you talk to. Question everything they say, get it in writing, because you need to have a second and a third and a fourth opinion to validate the transaction you're about to take.
Yeah.
And that validation is a building designer, a certifier, an OT, a support coordinator, and the SDA provider. So five validations here you need.
Yeah. And the SIL provider, I think you need. Yeah. And I think it's really important to understand an SDA provider you engage may only really have connections to a handful of SIL organizations. And the SIL organizations individually may only work with a specific type of participant or just a small number. So it's events like this where we're bringing together numbers of these different organizations to get more of a general overview of what's needed. And I think that is kind of what's missing in the industry.
Yeah. And last thing as well, everyone, I know this is an SDA housing podcast, but we're now coming to the realization that there is just so much more need for housing other than SDA in the marketplace. We need to see more, SIL housing, MTA housing, short-term accommodation, respite housing, to help assist the marketplace absorb the demand out there. Because if we're all building empty SDA houses out there and they're not being rented to anyone else but SDA, but no one wants to be in them, then it's a futile effort to create all this product for nothing, for no reason, because we're getting so many calls and emails at the moment to sell their empty, brand new SDA houses that they now regret doing, Debbie. So many of them out there.
Yeah, and I think it's just going to increase. Not necessarily, certainly not through the fault of the investor, because they were sold a product that at the time may have been in a very high demand location. But, you know, obviously high demand and supply is all relative. And we didn't know that much about the supply and demand going back 3 or 4 years. And a lot of these properties have taken that kind of time to develop. So, you know, we know a lot more now. Let's use that knowledge.
Yeah. And look, I'll have a shout out to two people I've met recently in person, Luke Kelleher from Luke Kelleher Designs in Sydney, and then Sean Kirkland from Form Space from Gold Coast. They are two building designers we have met and talked to recently that we really want people to engage and talk to as a second opinion. Because if you're an investor who's received a package from a builder, from another agent who says, buy this product, well, get a second opinion. Give it to another designer to see whether that floor plan on that block of land is a good design or not. Because people in the design world can definitely see very quickly whether that's a good or a bad product design-wise when you're looking at the floor plan. So please reach out to other people like that and get a second opinion.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are working closely with the other stakeholders and have learned what works and what doesn't. And that's a really good opportunity to actually talk about very briefly a webinar that we have coming up in early May that's going to be with Sean Kirkland from Formspace and Lauren from Bluing. Lauren is their OT, occupational therapist. They're going to be our guest speakers on a special webinar to talk about this very subject of design, of SDA.
So in the coming few months, we're going to start bringing on board more specialists in the field of design and construction to talk to our listeners on the webinar, and also on the podcast for our listeners to hear about as well. So we want to share more, expose more specialists in the field of SDA so that you, our guests, our listeners can hear the mindset, the knowledge, the experience of all these specialists to help you become more competent and more confident, obviously, in the world of SDA. Yeah. Debbie, any final words of advice regarding our Endos Housing Collaboration events and also other things moving forward to the next few months as well?
Oh, not really any more advice. Just, obviously keep doing your research, as we always say, but be aware that there is now more understanding in the industry of this requirement, this need to collaborate with everybody to get this product right, to get this all right.
Speaking of collaboration, we have the SDA Masterclass for investors coming up, an SDA Masterclass for professionals coming up in Sydney and Melbourne. We'll also plan to do a SDA Masterclass for Developers Edition online webinar as well. And we also are planning to, with Blue Wing, do a NDIS Masterclass in Dubai in later this year. So we've put the word out there to a couple of big players, and they're very keen to come aboard, come to Dubai if you're in the NDIS world as a business, and you want to come along and network and do some big deals and learn some more knowledge about NDIS and SDA as a whole. We have a big stakeholders event in Dubai as well later this year. Anyway, Debbie, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. We'll look forward to doing our next podcast next week after our return trip to Brisbane. Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you are subscribed and following us so you can keep in the loop with all of our upcoming episodes. We would really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star rating, a written review, and to share this podcast with those that could benefit. Until next time, catch you on the next episode.